Graham, master herbalist and pharmacist, joining me online this morning, of course, for our Wellness Tuesday. It's Gerald Quigley. Good morning, Gerald. How are you this morning?
Murray, good morning. And I want to talk to you about germs this morning. A couple of little things. Does the 5-second rule apply in the Murray household?
You know what? It doesn't. I'm more like about probably 10, 15 seconds. She'll be right. Doesn't matter that the dog's been sitting there. Just pick it up and eat it. That's the basis I've always worked on.
A couple of aspects of this. We first of all need to say that the 5-second rule is actually useless, that as soon as you drop food on the floor, it will pick up bacteria.
Sure.
Bacteria transferred in less than a second, and the more moist the food that's dropped, so a lolly compared to a piece of marshmallow, the marshmallow will pick up far more bacteria than the lolly. So let's put that to one side and talk about the perceived danger, perhaps, of germs on the floor, bearing in mind, or on any surface, bearing in mind that it's big business. There are many, many, many companies that market hand sterilizers, and they'll be actually wringing their own hands at the moment, because in the United States, a couple of days ago, the TGA has essentially said, nah, there's not a lot of evidence to show these products make any difference at all. In fact, there are risks associated with it. We're going to ban them. So they're gone.
Wow. Risks actually associated with it. What would those risks be, Gerald?
Mainly, Murray, it's to do with our gut microbiome. We need bacteria, and it starts from the minute we are born. We need bacteria to get our internal resistance to infection up and around, up and about, up and going.
Yep.
And if we live in a sterile environment, those things can't happen. So the jury's out as to whether perhaps children these days are more sensitive to infection, more sensitive to food intolerances, because their gut microbiome isn't given a chance to develop properly because of this phobia we have about germs, and also our use of antibiotics. So it's a double-pronged issue.
Well, look,
so I think we need to be a little more relaxed about it.
No issue of that at our place, because I'm probably fairly relaxed about those type of things. And I guess it was probably because my father tended to be fairly anal, for want of a better term, about those type of things. And he used to use those hand sterilizers all the time. And I guess in protest, I used to be a bit of a little grot like that. And
you were a rebel,
yes? Yes, I was.
A rebel, no doubt. I can actually pick that up quite easily from you. We actually, it's obviously very important to minimise our exposure to bacteria, particularly if we're unwell, and particularly if we're quite young. But we need to get it in perspective and not be driven by the superb marketing that we see on television, especially, that germs of any sort are things to be loathed and absolutely abhorred, and we need to rush out and buy a steriliser to sterilise every single thing from the floor to surfaces to our hands, because the easiest thing to do is just to wash our hands with soap and water. I read the other day that and someone said, how long do you do it? And the answer was, as long as it takes to sing Happy Birthday.
Okay.
Of Happy Birthday.
Yeah, right. Now, look, let's take it
around the country, everyone will be singing Happy Birthday.
Let's take it one more step. When it comes to the flu, the middle of winter, everyone's got the flu. We really need to be particularly careful about hygiene. That probably is a time where it is important to wash their hands, but we're not talking about the sterilizers, as you've just said to us, just washing your hands, Happy Birthday, with the soap.
We transfer germs, flu germs, are really flu viruses. Now, flu viruses are airborne, surface-borne as well, but if we wash our hands before we eat, that cuts back dramatically the risk of then transferring flu virus or cold virus into our system, because we pick that up from our hands, usually our hands near our nose, and we inhale them. So washing your hands before you eat is common sense. Even our grandparents used to say that.
Sure.
Your dad was a little different, I know. But soap and water is all that's needed, and that's going to actually put a bit of a rocket up that particular industry. But I think they've been playing on our fears and emotions for a long, long time, and we were sucked in beautifully.
That's amazing. And an interesting observation, it must be between the generations, because I've noticed my son, he washes his hands incessantly. He will not touch something if he's got dirty hands. So maybe he's becoming more like my father and I'm the rebel. I'm the one that sticks
out. Yes, a couple of genetic profiling in there, I'd say. If he's washing his hands, that's great. Mm. But depending what he's been doing, it's really not the end of the world. But it's a pretty good habit. And if we go back to a couple of generations ago, it was considered etiquette that before you came to the table to eat, you went and washed up, so to speak. You washed your hands and probably even washed your face, but certainly washed your hands so that you could then not transfer bacteria that you were carrying to other people and vice versa. So maybe we need to introduce common courtesy back into the marketplace.
Okay, so the 5-second rule is not valid. It's not the case. You'll pick it up the moment it touches the floor, but at the end of the day, it's not going to kill you. Gerald Quigley.
No, that's so true. That's the brilliant summary of today's discussions.
Master herbalist and pharmacist, you're always a brilliant man to discuss these issues with. Have a wonderful day. Until next Tuesday morning, we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Thank you, Murray. All the best. Bye.
He's always turning it upside down, but that's just the way we like it. Classic Hits 4CA, our Wellness Tuesday continues shortly. Good morning. This is Diana Ross.